I was watching Maury the other day because it was just on, and this woman, she has a boyfriend, and he like works and provides for her, blah blah blah. And she went and got herself knocked up at a prison because she worked as a prison guard.
And because it's her body, her choice.
So this guy, he's not even free. He's sitting in a cage, and he's perpetuating his genes better than the girl's boyfriend, and getting him to take care of them. Like, that is an epic mating strategy.
Epic mating strategy.
Because she gets, you know, she wins.
And just a reminder, this is the opening because the woman you hear talking claims to be an anarcho-capitalist.
Okay,
and this is the point. Yes, all women are like that. All of them. There are no exceptions. They're all like that.
This is all white men have ever achieved or contributed to society.
What have they done? What?
Everything.
Oh, fuck you.
Whole meal before the irresponsible vagina echo chamber of single moms are wonderful. Because
ooh, all what, hail they can single
do it
moms.
All. But if they can do it all, why the hell are their hands in my pockets? Why we're giving the most resources to the people who should have the fewest children? Why we're taxing the intelligent people to subsidize the breeding of the less intelligent people? And gosh, society is getting worse.
I mean, they kind of are doing it all. I mean, think about it. Single moms are so powerful that they're siphoning resources off of people who work for a living to support their fucking spawn.
Instead of putting in the work to land a quality man, when a woman gives up in life, she buys a dog.
Goddamn right they do. A woman with a rescue dog? Huge red flag. Speaking of red flags,
I have one simple question for the feminists out there.
Why did Rollo Tomasi drop out of the 21 convention? That's my question for feminists out there. That's my question for everyone.
Careers require my tax dollars to subsidize.
Yeah, yeah, stop whining about your tax dollars, Clara, you puss. I want to know, what? Why the drama? Mike, it's like a bunch of fucking women. Anyhow, I've started delving into the Rollo Tomasi 21 convention thing because I wanted to figure out what was going on there. There'll be a podcast on that in the near future.
It doesn't matter what you think!
And it doesn't matter what you think. It's like a bunch of damn women.
Women.
Who doesn't have it?
Women.
Women!
Women. Yeah, we know women don't have testosterone. That's why you don't accomplish anything.
Single moms are tough and independent.
And able to steal money through the tax
system. No, they're not even close.
It's a testament, just in general, to how you cannot rely on what girls say.
Whoa, hold on.
It's sad. And a lot of girls just think this is bigoted or misogynistic.
You can't rely on women.
This is what it has been. This is the empirical data. And I'm not going to disrespect myself or the experiences of other men who've experienced this. You don't rely on girls. They're unreliable.
What? No woman has ever flaked out on me. It's crazy talk. Guys, obviously a misogynist.
Bitch.
You, bitch.
Yeah, I'm still here. Hang on. Of course, right when I start writing down some notes for something as soon as the intro ends related to the Rollo Tomasi 21 thing. Just because, all right, I could ramble, but let's just get into this because, oh man, I got a lot to do. We're getting caught up on shit and got to get a podcast out today. And so we're going for the low hanging fruit because, yeah, it just makes it easy. Also, you may notice something. Shh, listen. You hear that? That is the sound of the next door dog not going because while I was out of town over the weekend hanging out with Cappy and Piggott, the people on the other side of me moved out. There's no longer a dog over there whining every time they leave. So peaceful. I now have no neighbors to the right, no neighbors to the left. It's like my own little ANCAP paradise here. It's just nice and peaceful. And I got, what, to the 30th? I got, what, 25 more days of this. And then, of course, I'll be moving out. All right, anyway, Speaking of moving, let's move onwards and upwards. Yes, as you know from the title, we're going to do some more Ask E. Jean. Hang on, I'm swag some more coffee. Mm-hmm. All right. Man, I got all spoiled. I'll make fun of Adam Piggott later, but I got all spoiled with Adam Piggott's coffee-making skills. He's got this Italian coffee, and he's got this coffee-making thing that I'll tell you about. It works on a slightly different principle than other coffee makers I've seen. I mean, it can't be that different, right? Because coffee, no matter how you make it, involves coffee beans and water and heat. But you can arrange the coffee beans and the water and the heat in different configurations. Yeah, Adam Piggott made some fantastic fucking coffee. Now I'm all spoiled and shit. I like being spoiled. Pretend I'm a 17-year-old white girl from North America and I'm spoiled. I want my Adam Piggott's coffee. Well, sweetie, can't we just drink it, get some coffee at Starbucks? No, I need Adam Piggott's coffee. Well, okay then, I guess we'll drive down to Louisiana and get you some of Adam Piggott's coffee, cause nothing's too good for my little princess. All right, speaking of princesses, here we go. Speaking of princesses, I hear somebody outside calling their dog. All right, here we go. Dear E. Jean, I've forgotten what it's like to be in love. That's because you're a woman and you don't have any kind of memory retention. Except, of course, for remembering all the things that your boyfriend or husband or, you know, brother or coworker did like 17 years ago. You can remember those things in great detail. Do you remember 17 years ago when you looked at me for slightly too long? Well, I feel raped now. Hashtag me too. Anyway. I've forgotten what it's like to be in love. I'm a 27-year-old woman who's hitting the wall. Sorry, who's been single for some years because I'm hitting the wall. I've tried online dating because I'm hitting the wall and met some nice guys, but since my last serious relationship ended because I was hitting the wall, I felt absolutely nothing because I'm hitting the wall, not even a twinge of romance because I'm hitting the wall. You can't experience romance when you're in the mode of desperation, right? That's part of the problem here. You're hitting the wall. There's a lot of desperation. You're desperate for a man because you know your time is running out. And it's hard to get romance. It's hard to get that feeling of romance. What is this shit? Hang on a second. All right. Yoga pants girl needs more time off from work. My God, for somebody. Anyway, that was me reading emails. Great one. Stop reading emails. You're like a fucking woman. Put the cell phone down. What was I bitching about? She's felt nothing. Yes. Anyway, because you're hitting the wall, right? You can't feel, when you're a woman, you can't feel romance when your life is seeped in the desperation of trying to find a sperm and money donor before you hit the wall. So that's why you're not feeling any romance, sweetie. One gentleman in particular was fantastic. However, no matter what we tried, nothing. So you see, the man was fantastic, but she couldn't feel romantically attracted to him. Okay, if you didn't feel romantically attracted to him, what was fantastic? What that means is he had a bunch of money and resources. He would have made a good provider, but he wasn't alpha enough to give her the Gina tingles. That's what that means. That's translated. I'm translating from female gibberish into English. That's what that means. He had a lot of money, and he was dumb enough to spend his time with this wall-hitting 27-year-old who's desperate. But he was not alpha enough to make her tingle. This dreadful feeling has been made worse with the loss of my grandmother and my cat in the same month, which really sent me into a tailspin. I feel like I have an icy black heart. Well, you do. It's called being a woman. That's what it's like to love conditionally, to love transactionally, right? Only men are capable of the true romantic love that when people think about, oh, romantic love, blah, 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 only men do that, right? Only men do unconditional love. Only men do validational love. Women, if a woman loves you, it is purely conditional. It is purely transactional. What was I looking at? I was looking at something, or was I listening to something? I've been right now on the podcast player, if I can fucking talk and form thoughts and coherently express them. I have been listening to the Red Man Group from Rich Cooper's YouTube channel, I think, because I downloaded the videos and MP3'd them. So I think these came from Rich Cooper. And so I might have heard this on there. And it's great listening, because these are older episodes, listening to Rollo Tomasi pimping the 21 convention at every opportunity and talking about how awesome it's going to be. And then he gets thrown out of it. But anyway, it's really funny. It's like when Dave Cullen couldn't shut up about the free speech convention that he was going to do with Based Mama, who I still don't know who Based Mama is, other than she had like 3 or 5 kids by 2 or 3 different baby daddies or something, and some man was going to fucking man up and marry that hoe. And Dave Cullen was going on and how great this was going to be, and it's like, I'm sitting here going, Dave, do you not understand that women are all totalitarians when it comes to free speech? Okay, once again, the idea of a woman supporting free speech is nonsensical. Women do not support free speech. Well, what a great one. There is not this one fucking, once again, this is not something, there are places and times where I will make for you an allowance that not all women are like that. I can't think of one right offhand, but I'm just saying, I'm not an absolutist on this. But this is one of them, okay? Here's one, come right here. Women's love is conditional and transactional. There are no exceptions. None. All women are like that, okay? All women are totalitarians when it comes to speech. All women will limit free speech in order to appease their feelings. At some point, they may all draw the lines at different locations. Okay, that's obvious. Okay, but this one woman isn't opposed to completely unlimited free speech. Wrong. 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 All women have a point at which they will ban speech. So the idea of a woman, much less a single mother with multiple children by multiple baby daddies, organizing a free speech convention is fucking laughable. Absolutely fucking laughable. Now I've forgotten how I got here. I know I was going to tell something that I heard or read somewhere. What the fuck was it? Icy black heart. God damn it. I hate it when I tangent like that. Where were you going? I don't know. I was going somewhere. I was way out there over the horizon. And I didn't have a good lock on the homing beacon. I had to go in that direction. And I just got lost. Now here I am, and I found myself. I'm like a woman. I found myself. I'm just, oh, look, I'm here. I found myself. Ah, fuck. I really need to go to the gym today. Shit. I was going to say something brilliant. And by say something brilliant, I mean I was going to repeat something I heard somebody else say and try to take credit for it. All right, anyway. I feel like I have an icy black heart. It seems like such a ridiculous question, but what can I do to make myself feel again? What can I do to make myself feel again? When has a woman ever stopped feeling? What she means is, how can she find Gina tingles when she's surrounded by beta males who do not sexually excite her? That's the question she's trying to ask, because that's where this is going. She wants the romance. Well, she doesn't want romance because women don't understand what romance is. She wants Gina tingles, which come from bad boy alphas. But wherever she's at, she's surrounded by provider betas, which are not doing anything for her. I would say get yourself some rescue dogs. Dear Eugene, I've always struggled with self-confidence, at least professionally. Right, and the reason women struggle with self-confidence is because they're incompetent. This is why when you want something done, you don't call a woman. Fortunately, I'm pleased that my career, her career, how much you want to bet this letter is going to be about her lack of relationships? I am pleased that my career is flourishing at a prestigious law firm. However, I have a female colleague. Here's where we're going. I have a female colleague who publicly maligns my ideas. Wait a minute. Hold on. Stop. Hold it. I thought women were great at cooperating. I thought women got along so well. I thought if women ran the world, everything would be perfect because women talk things out and are understanding and work together, not like men who are always having dick measuring contests. You mean a woman in the workplace is stabbing you in the back? I'm shocked. You fucking broads, you're so stupid. You read things like E. Jean and you see story after story. I'm a woman and I have a career and there's this other woman at work who's stabbing me in the back. And yet you women continuously act surprised when other women at work stab you in the back. What have I been explaining? Women hate other women. Why do I have to keep saying this and not? Oh, that's right, because no women listen to this podcast. Girls, listen to me. Women hate other women. If you are a woman, other women will hate you. Why is this so hard for you to fucking internalize and understand? I have a female colleague who publicly maligns my ideas. This has been a running theme for an entire year. She approves of nothing I do and barely hides her contempt for my intelligence. Your intelligence? Okay, you're obviously not very smart because you're acting surprised that another woman. Hey, okay, look, there's two possibilities. Possibility number one, maybe you're actually an idiot. Maybe she approves of nothing that you do and hides her contempt for your intelligence because you're incompetent and stupid. That's one possibility. The other possibility is that you are younger, thinner, and/or prettier than she is. Of course, the third possibility is that she's just naturally doing what women do without even thinking about it. Yesterday, she wrote an email to my boss about how my work sucks. I cried in my office. Okay, does your work suck? And once again, see, this is why you don't let women in the workplace. Look at the drama here. Remember, everybody here is getting paid by the hour. So you've got this one broad over here getting paid by the hour to write an email about how another broad's work sucks. Then the boss, He gets the email. Now he's got to waste his time reading it. I mean, he doesn't know right offhand that it's just one bitch backstabbing another bitch. If he did, and he's a real man, he would just fucking delete it. But he doesn't know what's in the email. You know, it's like the law. You have to pass the bill to find out what's in the bill, right, Pelosi? So the email shows up. You got to read the email to find out what's in the email. So he reads the email, and he's getting paid by the hour to waste his time reading the fucking email. If he is this chick's boss, if this chick's work sucks, or doesn't suck, he already knows that because he is her boss, right? Like if I'm Yoga Pants Girl's boss, right? I don't need somebody to come and inform me if Yoga Pants Girl's work sucks or not sucks. I know the status of her work because we fucking work together. I don't need any input from the fucking peanut gallery. I don't need input from other women trying to stab her in the back, okay? You women in the work, once again, women in the workplace, no one gives a shit about your opinion of other girls' work, okay? That no one gives a fucking shit. Well, this other girl, she's really lazy. It might even be true, but no one cares what you think. Your opinion doesn't fucking matter. Do you women understand that there are times in this world when your opinion doesn't fucking matter and you need to shut the fuck up? No, actually, you don't understand that. Because if you did, I wouldn't be reading this fucking letter right now. Okay, and then finally, the dumb bitch writing the letter, she finds out about this. She's sitting in her office crying, getting paid by the hour. Okay, productivity going down. Money being wasted. Paying a bitch to write an email about how another bitch sucks. Paying a man to read the fucking email. Paying a bitch to cry about the email. Okay, this is why women like make less money. It's not a wage gap, it's a fucking effort gap. Men do not sit around writing emails about how other men's work sucks, and we don't sit around in our offices getting paid to fucking cry. It is an effort gap, not a wage gap. Aside from her email yesterday, there's little concrete proof that she's targeting me deliberately. Okay, if there's little concrete, so now we're talking about your feelings. So there's little concrete proof that she is targeting you deliberately. Right up here though, you said, I have a female colleague who publicly maligns my ideas. She approves of nothing I do and barely hides her contempt for my intelligence. If she's doing all of that, that would be proof that she's targeting you. If there's no proof that she's targeting you, she's probably not doing these things. So now we're basically talking about your feelings. So this year-long history of her attacking you has now been distilled to, well, actually, she sent this one email to my boss. See, those are two significantly different things from each other. She knows how to make me feel unwelcome, without coming off as a bully or harass her. Well, yeah, that's because women are so great at communicating. If only we men could communicate as well as you women do, everything would be perfect. My boss, who has never managed people before. Okay, excellent. So the organization you're working for sounds fantastic. Your boss at this is a law firm, right? A prestigious law firm, and you have a boss who's never managed people before. All right, well, sounds like you're not going to be prestigious for long. My boss, who has never managed people before, is in way over his head and has brought in HR to help. Okay, your law firm has a human resources department. Is it a law firm like, I don't know, six people or something? HR. They believe she and I are just struggling with poor communication. Well, we know that's impossible because, as I keep saying, women are great communicators. I am 100% sure that communication is not the issue. You just said there's no little concrete proof that she's targeting you deliberately. Now you're 100% sure communication isn't the issue. The worst part, it's damaging my self-esteem. No, the thing that's damaging your self-esteem, sweetie, is called the wall. You see it coming. The wall is coming for you. You're rushing towards it. I would recommend cutting your hair short to reduce the amount of air drag caused by your hair so that you hit it harder and faster. That's what's damaging your self-esteem. How do I stop this woman from getting me? Getting to me. So the question is, how do I stop this woman from getting to me? Here's how you stop this woman from getting to you at your career at your prestigious law firm. Okay. Instead of going to college and getting a law degree and then getting a fucking career because you were told by the cathedral, by the state, by the mass media that the thing to do with your life was get a career, what you should have done was gotten a husband, had some children, be a stay-at-home mother, and been happy. It's too late for that. You're fucked. Too bad. So sad. Enjoy hitting the wall. You wanted a career? You got a career. Deal with it. Shut up. That's how you stop the woman from getting to you. You get married, you stay at home with the kids. Dear Eugene, recently... Whoa. Okay. I'm trying to process this. Okay. Recently, I started wearing leggings. All right. So far, this sounds okay, right? We like it when girls wear leggings because you can see everything. You can see what you're getting. You can see what you're buying. My wife hates them. Okay, now it's getting interesting. Especially when I wear them out in public. Should I respect her wishes and not wear them? Or should I refuse to let her dictate my fashion choices? How can we come to a happy medium? Signed, Leggings Husband. It is a man wearing leggings and his wife is telling him to fucking stop. Any woman who would marry the kind of man who wears leggings deserves what she gets. Dear Eugene, there's a man. Yeah, there always is. We'll call him Miles because he has miles and miles of cock. We met on Tinder. Of course you did. We talked, then dated for a month. Ooh, a whole month. He slowly started ghosting me. Not all at once, but over time. I didn't know you could ghost people over time. I asked him about it head on, because women are so good at communicating. He explained that he doesn't see me as marriage material. Bravo, sir. Bravo. Of course. Of course you're not marriage material. He met you on Tinder. What the fuck? Oh, God. Girls, are you really this delusional? The men I meet on Tinder don't consider me marriage material. I mean, come on. Oh. He explained he doesn't see me as marriage material. I'm 26. I've never had a guy tell me this before. Well, right, because they've all been lying to you because they just wanted to bang you. How do we know this? Well, because none of them have married you. If any of these men before had seen you as marriage material, they would have married you. You women are not very smart, are you? Yes, every man you have previously dated, picked up on Tinder, whatever the case, all of them have told you that you are not marriage material. They have not told you this with words. They have told you this with their actions. Okay? By virtue of not marrying you, they have conveyed to you the information that you are not marriage material. This is not complex. This is pretty fucking obvious. You, sweetheart, are not marriage material. You're trolling for men on Tinder. You are not marriage material. Naturally, I feel worthless now. I don't like the idea of a man's opinion of me changing my opinion of myself, but here we are. Well, of course you don't, because you think you're strong and independent, you don't need no man. But you do, and you know you do. And when that realization hits you, of course it's going to make you feel bad. How do I hit restart and stop feeling like there's something wrong with me? Well, you don't. There is something wrong with you. You're not marriage material. If you want to get married, you might want to try becoming marriage material. Now, of course, there's all the things, as always, we don't know. How old is she? Does she have a career? Does she have a diploma? Does she have debt? Does she have rescue dogs? Is she fat? Does she have short hair? What's the deal with the tattoos and the piercings? So once again, how do I stop feeling like there's something wrong with me? It's like a man saying, how do I stop feeling like I'm overweight and have no muscle mass? Okay, you don't stop feeling like you're overweight and have no muscle mass. You lose weight and you go to the gym so that you are no longer overweight and you start building muscle mass, right? It's not about feel. How do I stop feeling like there's something wrong with me? It's not about how you feel about there being something wrong with you, which in this case is that you're not marriage material. What she's saying is, how do I stop feeling like I'm not marriage material? Or how do I feel like I am marriage material? Newsflash, sweetie, your feelings don't enter into it. For another person, a man, to look at you and think, hey, that chick is marriage material, it doesn't matter how you feel about whether or not you are marriage material. For a man to look at you and think to himself, hey, boom, that is marriage material, you have to become marriage material. Your feelings about the whole situation are irrelevant. Right? Just like for me, I want to get some babes. I got to lose some weight. I got to build some muscles. Doesn't matter how I feel about that. It's what I have to go do in order for women to be attracted to me. You want a man to look at you and go, ooh, marriage material. You got to change who and what you are to become marriage material. And once again, like a woman, she doesn't want to do any work. See, here's the key part. She doesn't want to do any work. She just wants to hit restart and stop feeling like something's wrong with her, right? She just wants to, like, take a pill or push a button It's like, well, we're just going to restart everything. We're just going to reboot the... Okay, now everything's... Now I'm marriage material. I hit the restart button. No, sweetie, you can't just hit... You have to do work. Dear Eugene, I've fallen for my boss. Okay, so a woman wants to fuck the man she works for because he has more money or more power than her, and she's attracted to that. I'm shocked. Hashtag me too. I've fallen so badly in love that I can't sleep. I have no way of expressing these emotions because my workplace is so strict. I'd get fired for even telling him. I somewhat find that hard to believe, unless your workplace is run by women. See, once again, men would never make rules like this in the workplace. I can guarantee you, I will guarantee you, if we could find this woman and hunt her down and find out, I would be willing to bet $500 that this workplace is run by women, or that if this rule does exist, that they came from HR, which is run by women. Only women make these kind of rules, right? Men who run workplaces, our rules are essentially, I can pretty much sum them up. The workplace rules at any workplace run by men. Number one, don't show up too drunk to work. Number two, don't steal anything. Number three, don't kill anybody. Number four, don't set anything on fire unless it's a controlled fire. That's it. That's about the four rules that you need in a workplace run by men. I have no way of expressing these emotions, right? I'm sure you, yeah, because God knows women can't express their emotions, because my workplace is so strict that I'd get fired for even telling him. Plus my husband, here we go. Hypergamy. Plus, my husband has no clue that I love someone else. Oh, it gets better. My boss is in his 40s and I'm 25. Why? Because women like older men. 25-year-old married woman wants to fuck her 40-year-old boss. Yes, all women are like that. It's like screaming into the wind. Yes, all women are like that. Age doesn't matter. Age does matter. That's why you mentioned it. Part of the reason why you want to bang your boss is because he's in your 40s. In his 40s, okay? If he was 25 just like you, there wouldn't be as much attraction. Age doesn't matter, and I just want to start getting some sleep at night. Please help. My career is going well, you know, unlike your marriage. My career is going well. Should I quit my job? Find a new one and then tell him I love him? Or should I stay where I am and embarrass him in front of his coworkers? Either way, I need to say something. Yes, you need to go to your husband and you need to say, honey, I shouldn't have married you because I'm a hypergamous whore. And I'm already in the process of trying to trade up and find a man who's better than you because you're just not making me happy and giving me enough stuff. So you should probably divorce me now because I'm just about on the verge of divorce raping you. So once again, she just mentions the husband in passing. She doesn't give a flying shit about how this affects the husband. She's worried about her. She wants to sleep at night. She's like, should I quit my job and find a new job and then I can tell my boss I love him? Or do I stay where I am and say something to the boss and embarrass him? Like, not the slightest bit of concern about the husband. No concern about her husband. Doesn't give a flying fuck about her husband. Guys out there, you need to man up and marry those hoes, okay? You need to get married. She doesn't give a flying fuck about her husband. Oh my God. What should you do, sweetheart? Divorce your husband. Go to him, tell him that you're a cheating whore so that he can divorce you. Don't ask for any fucking alimony because you don't deserve it. Stay at your fucking job, sit there and fantasize about your boss. And get some rescue dogs. Dear Eugene, my boyfriend and I dislike conventional sex. We play a game where he yells at me and then I slap him hard across the face, which leads to a good hard romp. Afterwards, we laugh, but how do we know if this is too much rage? Is this going to spiral out of control? Sweetie, if you're two consenting adults and you like yelling and you slapping him and that, like, if him getting slapped in the face by a woman gives him a hard-on that he uses to pound your pussy, yeah, this is fine. Is it too much? Is it going to spiral out of control? I mean, only in the sense that eventually you'll want to trade up for somebody else. Your hypergamy will kick in. No, you just... That's the stupidest question ever. Had I read that ahead of time, I wouldn't have even read that on the podcast. Dear Eugene, I enjoy eating food with a fork. Is this too much? Is it going to spiral out of control? Will I sometimes use a fork and a knife? Shut up, whore. All right, dear Eugene. Where am I? Okay. My boyfriend's mother constantly talks about his ex-girlfriends. Hold on. My boyfriend's mother constantly talks about his ex-girlfriends. Okay. Yeah, okay, this is a red flag. She praises their beauty, charm, and achievements, tags them in posts on Facebook, and always loves their updates and photos. She ignores mine. Okay, first of all, you're putting too much investment in your boyfriend's mother, but yes, your boyfriend's mother, these are problems. Your boyfriend's mother has some psychological problems. I can tell you already, your boyfriend's mother, and if this is where you're going, sweetheart, your boyfriend's mother doesn't like you. For whatever fucking reason, probably because you're younger than her, prettier than her, and thinner than her, okay, your boyfriend's mother hates you. In addition to the fact your boyfriend's mother has too much fucking free time, okay, get your boyfriend's mother some rescue dogs. That'll keep her busy. She makes sure both my boyfriend and I are informed on a daily basis about his exes and their well-being. Okay, next problem. Your boyfriend needs to put the kibosh on this shit. If your boyfriend is not telling his mom to tone it the fuck down and shut up about the ex-girlfriends, that's the next level of your problem, okay? So your boyfriend's mother hates you, coupled with the fact that your boyfriend's mother is trying to control and manipulate and influence his life more than, I mean, unless he's like 16 or something, okay? If this boyfriend of yours is anywhere over the age of 18, our next problem here is that your boyfriend is a pussy. He needs to tell his mom to shut the fuck up. It is one thing if the mom is bothering him, okay? Like, again, my mom, you know, she sends me these long rambling emails and shit like that. I mentioned, I made the mistake once of allowing one of my girlfriends and my mother to make contact with each other. Massive mistake. Because after we broke up, my mother's like writes to my ex-girlfriend and she's like, well, I want to keep in touch with you, blah, blah, blah. And the ex-girlfriend says to me, she's like, your mother wants to keep in touch with me. That's really weird. And I said, yes, yes, it is. Okay, so no, you need to keep your mom away from your girlfriend. And if you're not doing that here, you don't have a nutsack. Okay, so, sweetheart, your first red flag, the mother is fucking psycho who hates you. Second red flag, your boyfriend is a pussy. No, moms, if you're out there, you're like, no women are listening to this, never mind. And the latest garnish on this momster cocktail, instead of congratulating me on my recent accomplishments, well, I'm sure your accomplishments weren't really accomplishments, she asked me to help find his ex-girlfriend's jobs at my company. Okay, sweetheart, no. If your boyfriend doesn't have the balls to put the kibosh on this, you're going to have to. We'll see where the rest of this letter goes, but right now, you need to fucking dump this guy. This is not going to get better. This is not going to get better for you. Listen to me, dumbass. This is not going to get better. This will only get worse. My friend is an only child. She is a single mother. She is a single mother who took his moving out and moving in with me very emotionally. Bear in mind, he's in his mid-20s, okay? Women are controlling, women are possessive. Single mother, her little baby is moving out. Another woman is taking her place. Women hate other women. Everything here is completely predictable. It all makes total sense. You're gonna have to find a new boyfriend, sweetheart. If he's in his mid-20s and he's letting this shit go down, you gotta find a new boyfriend. We have agreed. Oh, God. Okay, oh. Okay, sweetheart. Sweetheart. No. We have agreed to spend weekends with her to keep the peace. No, sweetheart, you do not spend the weekends with your fucking massively overpossessive psycho mother of your boyfriend. Are you fucking insane? And look, so far I completely sympathize with this woman. She's completely in the right. Her boyfriend and her boyfriend's mother are morons. But once again, sweetheart, why are you with the... Do you have no fucking ability to look at what's happening around you and figure this shit out? Why do you have to hear about how fucking intelligent you women are all the time? And now you have, well, women have emotional intelligence and women communicate and all this other shit. Sweetheart, will you fucking dump him? I mean, unless, if you're remotely attractive, you can find another man, quite possibly one that has a mother and a father. The fuck is wrong? What, does the guy have a 17-inch dick? Is he like a billionaire? Because those are the only reasons I can think of to put up with this shit. Oh, right, the other reason to put up with this would be because I'm a fucking dumbass woman. The fuck are you doing? You're spend the weekends with this bitch? There's still more. It can get worse yet. I don't know. My boyfriend has been very vocal, insisting she stop talking about his exes in front of us. Okay, no, well, he hasn't been vocal enough, and his insisting isn't fucking working. But, oh God. But she reacted by hiring a private detective to find dirt on me and my family. Sweetheart, you've got to leave this guy. He's not going to leave his mom. You are going to have to do this. You're going to have to break up with him. This woman is fucking certifiably insane, above and beyond, far above and beyond normal female insanity. Okay? Every mother out there gets your little panties in a wad every time some younger woman comes along and takes away her son, okay? Normal, well-adjusted women, in so much as women can be normal and well-adjusted, deal with this by getting rescue dogs or some other form of hobby. But this woman is completely fucking nuts. And she's not going to stop being nuts. And this sort of nuts is probably genetic. Couple that, her son obviously has no fucking testosterone because he's letting this happen. Sweetie, just go. Go. Dear Eugene, what do you do about a guy who constantly uses the phrase, quote, why are we even together, unquote, as a means to end a discussion? Well, he's just communicating you, sweetie. He said, quote, I love you, after a month of dating, that's because he was trying to get into your pants, but still dangles our budding relationship over the trash whenever he becomes frustrated. Is there a way to make him stop? Is there a way to control another person's speech? Yes, sweetheart. Okay. Once again, women are totalitarians when it comes to free speech. The way you make him stop using the phrase, why are we even together, is to break up with him and find a different man. You can't change other people. And if he's saying, why are we even together, that means he's questioning why he's hanging out with you. There's something wrong with one of you, or there's something wrong with both of you, but there's something wrong. Once again, move the fuck on. Oh, hey, that's right. You're fat and tattooed, and you're lucky to find this man. I can't even get the cap off the fucking ink pen. I do need to go to the gym.
Shut your mouth and make babies!
Spank that ass. That would solve some of these problems too. Maybe the one chick needs to give her boyfriend's mom a spanking.
What is beautiful in a woman?
Is tattoos.
What is
piercings.
Attractive in a woman?
Orange hair.
By men.
That's. Well, orange
it
hair
is
so hot.
Straight men that determine what is attractive in women.
It has happened to me by accident. It's just a wild case of immaculate conception. I can't believe I have to bathe these kids. They should be able to dance on the water.
Number 14. They think that having a good job means that they are a quality girl and a good
I work at a prestigious law
guys
firm.
Guys don't care about your stupid office job or non-profit gig.
That's how men are. Because we're a bit more goal-oriented, women
are
all about protecting their feelings, especially the feminists. They're not about production. They're not about reality. They're not about progress. They are all about lying and then gaining on that lie for political advantage.
Well, that
advantage.
And stabbing other women in the back in the workplace.
The Rock says you should know your role and shut your mouth.
And break up with your boyfriend.
Every woman who gets pregnant out of wedlock or without a committed man says, I was on 19 different kinds of birth control. I must have been taken up by space aliens and impregnated through my nose with a squid tentacle.